Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. It's going to be a great day. You know what? Even though it's cold, the sun comes out, and it looks like it's warmer than it is. So, hey, let's just pretend, right? That's the way I am. Hey, you know what? We're doing a pretty cool promotion. If you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Dr. Kvitko, and like us, write a comment detailing your favorite thing about Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And if you do that, you'll be entered to win a Crest Oral-B gift set. Okay, that's something new we've never done before. And you can actually see it on the Facebook page. So your chances of winning are probably pretty good, because I don't know that we're going to have like a flood of entrants. I hope we do, but maybe not. All right, so now we're going to... we have a return guest, and don't do that very often. Certainly not this quickly, because Mary Jenkins from the Cancer Options Collaborative is on our show. She was on our show 4 weeks ago, and we asked her to come back. And the reason is she has this thing called Cancer Can't Stop Christmas. And it takes place December 26th at an unknown location, because it's a private event for just the certain families that are being aided. And so we've decided that we're going to do something for that.
Come into the offices of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for a new patient appointment and receive $25 off your account. For each new patient we see in November who mentions this offer, our office will donate $25 to the Cancer Options Collaborative annual Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
All right, so we're going to try to help, and we hope that you try to help as well. So if you come to the office, you become a patient, not only will you get a $25 discount, but we will donate $25 to this Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event. And for those of you that, don't have the ability to do that or want to donate in some other way, we'll find out from Mary how you can do that. So Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me again.
And we really appreciate it. I think the timing is perfect, because we have a little time here to we'll gather all these, hopefully all these new patients in November, and maybe be able to write a nice big fat check at the end of November, beginning of December, which should be in plenty of time, right?
Yes.
My understanding is you tell me about this event, because I think I understand it, but you know what? Since you're here, let me just not throw out conjecture. Tell me about it.
Well, Cancer Can't Stop Christmas is an event that we came up with after having a conversation with some children on the J5 ward at Children's Hospital. And we were talking about this, what they wanted for Christmas. And in the conversation, we were saying, well, you know, cancer can't stop Christmas. And then we began to think, like, how can we make this possible? And so oftentimes, a lot of the cancer organizations will have a Christmas party where they'll invite people to come, and then the kids get gifts, and they're thankful that they get a gift. But we wanted to make the children ridiculously happy. And so with ours, it's a child under 17 and under, they can actually make 5 wishes.
Wow.
They can wish for whatever it is that they want. And then we go to work to raise the money to buy them the whatever it is that they wish for. And so on the day after Christmas, we, in an undisclosed location, we set up this big Christmas party where we have child-friendly food like French fries and macaroni and cheese and chicken tenders and things. And then we have Santa and Mrs. Claus come as well.
Wow.
Santa is a prostate cancer survivor, and Mrs. Claus is a breast cancer and bladder cancer survivor.
Wow.
And we set up this winter wonderland atmosphere, and people, we do face painting, Christmas stockings and everything. And then we present these wish list presents to the children, letting them know that cancer can't stop Christmas.
Wow. So it's everybody's there in one big room. And do the kids open their gifts there?
Yes.
There? They
yes.
do.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do you need to raise for this?
It varies. It all depends on what the kids ask for. And for this is our sixth year of doing it. And so far, we have been able to meet the request because people do all kinds of special things from the night before Christmas. And they just raise money and send it to us. And we just go to work. I would say in the 6 years, we've only had one child that we almost did not get what they wished for.
Almost.
And there was a young man, his name is Sam Bish, and he has passed away, and his parents created the Sam Bish Foundation. And he wanted dipping dots, the frozen dipping dots machine. Uh-huh. They were sold out in all central Ohio and around every place we looked, they were sold out. And I was like, there's no way that we could not get this child this one thing that he really says he wants. And fortunately, on Christmas Eve, I found it on Amazon.
Really?
And I overnight expressed it, and it arrived the day after Christmas. We had to coordinate volunteers to make certain they were at the location to pick it up and transport it and get it to us to get it wrapped, to have it there. And we were able to present it to him, so he got his frozen dipping dots.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So it came in dry ice, I guess? It's been cold enough. You could just take some soft serve, throw it up in the air, and catch the little dots that land, you know?
True.
So you also need volunteers, I'm thinking, because you need people to shop, right?
Yes. Well, not necessarily people to shop, because we have a team of people already that actually do all that shopping.
Oh, okay.
But we need people to set up, because this is a one-day event.
Okay.
So on the morning of, we get there at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and we have to turn this huge location into a winter wonderland. And so my son, Joseph, actually flies in from California, and he is the decorator, because we do a different Christmas theme every year.
Okay.
And I think we're up to 9 Christmas trees now. And we just turn the whole thing. And then we have to wrap the presents because we do everything in one day.
Wow.
So set up, actually have the event, and then clean up.
And you have to do it in one day because the day before, which is Christmas, everybody's home with their families and you can't get them to volunteer, I assume. So
correct.
But then the next day, they have to get up early and come and get all this done.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's fun because I was born on Christmas, and so it's actually my way of celebrating my birthday because I really don't celebrate for myself,
right.
But it's my way of giving back.
I was born on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. We're holiday babies.
That's right. Mine only falls on Thanksgiving every 7 years or something, unless there's a leap year, but that year it was Thanksgiving. So that's really cool. So you don't really know how much money you need.
We don't.
Okay.
That's last year. Ooh, I think we were able to accomplish everything in just under 5,000.
Okay.
And we didn't have as many children as we wanted last year because, of course, it was a snowstorm.
Okay.
But this year...
Some of the children got blown away and we never found them again, or what? What do you mean snowstorm?
No, remember last year was really, really bad because the hotel where we were having the event at actually called us and said, do you guys realize there's supposed to be a blizzard coming? We're like, yes, but we don't want to cancel the event.
Oh, okay.
It was that bad. And so... We didn't have as many children as we normally would. But this year, we're hoping to have 100 children.
Wow. Okay. And the children are children of people, of parents who have cancer. It's not the children that have cancer.
It's anyone's. If the family has battled cancer since Christmas last year. So if dad had cancer, mom had cancer, the child had cancer, just someone in the family has had cancer. And then the children have to be 17 and under.
Okay. And if you're just joining us, we're with Mary Jenkins, and she's the founder and CEO of Cancer Option Collaborative. And what makes them different, you would think that it would be like all of the other cancer charities out there where people raise money for cancer research. And the biggest distinction that we learned, and a lot of people, me, my producer, everybody I've talked to about this, were kind of like taken by this mission, which is when you have cancer... You can't work a lot of times, your bills pile up, you get behind on your rent, you have all this extra stress. And so the Cancer Options Collaborative helps people with their day-to-day bills the best they can with the money that you have. But that's not something that you'll get from the Stephanie Spielman Fund, the Pelotonia, the American Cancer Society, none of those name charitable programs. We'll do this. Is that right?
Well, I will tell you, the Stephanie Spielman Fund, which is different from the Stephanie Spielman Foundation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
before Stephanie passed away, I had a conversation with her about our mission.
Okay.
And she was so touched by it that she wanted to do something. And so what I did learn was after she had passed away, there was the fund set up to help breast cancer patients pay their bills. I believe the maximum amount is $500 and you have to be in treatment for breast cancer. And so they do that. But my thing is, what if the person has cervical cancer or ovarian cancer?
Oh, it doesn't do it for unless they have breast cancer?
They have to have breast cancer, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wonder if that was kind of an oversight on their part. Didn't really realize the ramifications of that.
No, because when we first started, we were doing just breast cancer because that's what I knew. And then when we got a referral of the woman who had cervical cancer, that's when my eyes were opened and we changed our mission to include all cancer patients.
Okay. So we're going to play the little jingle thing that we put together about the promotion that we're doing because it's part of Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So listen carefully. And then when we come back, we're going to probably do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Come into the offices of Dr. Kvitko and Associates for a new patient appointment and receive $25 off your account. For each new patient we see in November who mentions this offer, our office will donate $25 to the Cancer Options Collaborative annual Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
All right, now we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, my guest today is Mary Jenkins, founder and CEO of Cancer Options Collaborative. We are trying to raise money for her Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event. And to that end, every new patient who comes to my office, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and mentions this offer, we will donate how much? Is it A, 25 cents, B, $2.50, or C, $25, all right? The winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Have dental insurance and haven't used it? Did you know your dental insurance expires December 31st? For little or no out-of-pocket cost, come in now for cleaning and x-rays in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. Quit throwing away your hard-earned money and schedule an appointment with Dr. Kvitko & Associates today.
All you need is smiles. Lots and lots of smiley smiles. Your sweet pink mouth.
Okay, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko question of the day, and we have four callers on the line. And so I always ask my guest, Mary Jenkins, would you please pick a number between 1 and 4?
3.
You're going to pick 3? That would be Mary. Hey, Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
It's C, $25.
It is. Hey, thank you so much for listening. What do you do for a living?
I'm an office manager.
Okay. I always ask people. I'm just a curious person. I ask questions all the time. Hey, stay on the line. Hey, you have the same name as Mary Jenkins.
Yes.
Mary, meet Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Must be Mary Day. Okay, stay on the line. We'll get the information, all right? And then Samantha and Diane and Alice, call back next week, please. Okay, so again, if you're just joining us, we have Mary Jenkins from the Cancer Options Collaborative. I'm saying that wrong. It's not options. It's option, right?
Cancer Option Collaborative.
Huh, there's only one option?
Correct. We're it.
Oh, I see. Is that what it is?
Yes.
You're the only one that actually gives people the option of having some funding for their living expenses while they're going through the disease.
We're the only ones whose focus is doing that.
Okay. So you told me some stories off the air four weeks ago when we were on the show about, you know, a story about, I think it was Peloton or something. Is that something you can share?
Yes. I mean, it's an unfortunate truth.
Okay.
Peloton, when the first year started, I had a conversation with the people that were planning it, asking them if they would take 10% of the money that they raised and use it to help people that were in treatment at the James.
Right.
Since they were using this money to fund research. And so I thought that would be a great idea. They explained that that was not possible because the money raised from the Peloton event was for research. And so continued the conversation, talking about the importance of the people that were in treatment at the James and that they needed help paying bills.
Right.
And so they, again, expressed that it was not possible. Well, after they had the race, if I remember right, they raised $3.4 million.
Okay.
And I cringed because that would have been $340,000 that could have gone to help people in treatment at the James pay their bills while they're going through treatment. We weren't asking the James to give us the money. We wanted them to manage it, just use it to help the people.
Okay.
But they said no.
Okay.
After Andrea Camburn had gotten on the air and made the announcement about that, 2 days later, we got a call from a social worker at the James that asked us if we could help two families. One needed $875 and the other needed $525. So that was like $1,400 that these families in treatment at the James needed, and they had just raised $3.4 million, and it hurt me to the core.
Wow. Yeah, see, those kind of stories are just crazy. I didn't know that happened, and even when the powers that be know it's happening, nobody's really stepped up to do anything about it.
Unfortunately, no.
Wow. So besides helping people with their utilities and rent and whatever it takes to kind of keep them afloat while they're being treated, you're also helping their children with this Cancer Can't Stop Christmas event.
Correct. In the Columbus and surrounding areas, yes.
Okay. And how many people, how many volunteers will you have?
We'll probably have about 30 volunteers at least.
Okay. We have a caller with a question. You're open for questions?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. The question is, people are welcome to call with questions. I don't know, maybe we lost that caller, but if you have a question for Mary Jenkins, you can call 459-9769 now that the question of the day is out of the way. The call lines are open. All right, 459-9769. Now, there is, I wanted to find out a little bit about, there's an event that the station is doing. It's called Ride Strong and spinning, and money's going to be raised for cancer research again, I guess. And but I think, don't they have a history of like saying they're going to help pay for a person's expenses?
Well, I'm not certain if this is a spinoff of Live Strong with the formerly Lance Armstrong Foundation.
Kind of sounds like it would be with the name, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, with the Live Strong Foundation, they do promote that they can offer, they have a financial assistance program. And when I was going through treatment, I looked into it. And what they do is they get your information, and then my information got forwarded to the Patient Advocate Foundation. And the funny thing was, after going to the Patient Advocate Foundation, they forwarded my information back to us.
Oh, boy.
And so I was like, wow, that was interesting. So I didn't realize that they did not actually have a specific, we will help you pay your bill program.
This is a really big need. So all of these big agencies are sending people to you, and yet none of them will help you.
That is correct. We actually just got a referral this past week. A gentleman who needs help with his copays for, he's having some scans done. He's got to have 12 scans,
mm-hmm.
and his copays are $90 a piece. And his insurance company, Humana, referred them to us.
Really?
Yes.
Because that's almost $1,000 that it's going to cost him. Over $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little over $1,000. So how much paperwork does he have to do to get qualified through Cancer Option Collaborative?
Our application is so simple. we've been told it's overly simple. They provide their name, address, contact information, and who referred them. Emergency contact. We also need to know when a person was diagnosed, the day they were diagnosed, and what they were diagnosed with, and their physician information. They give us permission to contact, and then we verify that they're actually in active treatment, because we're not qualified to decide whether or not a person is, but their doctors are.
Okay.
And so after that, once we verify that they're in active treatment, we verify what they're requesting the need is, because we want to make certain that the bill that they're asking us to pay is the result of being in active treatment and not them just simply being irresponsible paying their bills.
Got it.
And so after that, once we verify that information, we go to work, we raise the money, and then we send the check actually to the creditor or to the company. We don't give individuals payments, because I understand that if somebody gives me, if I'm in treatment and I get a check for $1,500 to pay my electric bill, gas bill, my rent, I just might deposit that check and order Donato's.
Kind of like the state rep that deposited the check for the football tickets and got in trouble the other day.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Hey, we have to go to a break. When we come back, I want to find out more about how people can help, how to contact you, all of those nitty-gritty things. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane with Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Have a family member or friend that's terrified of the dentist? Did you know that Dr. Kvitko and Associates specializes in comfort dentistry? Have them call now to schedule a virtually pain-free dental experience.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Come on.
All right, we're back. We're talking with Mary Jenkins, the CEO of Cancer Option Collaborative. And before the break, we were talking about how the larger agencies everybody seems to refer people who need help with their rent, their utilities. In this case, payment for his part of a scans that he was going to need to you. So if somebody wants to help, okay, so we already know they can come to my office, become a new patient. We'll donate $25 for everybody that does that by the end of November. And if people want to just write you a check, or write not you, but your
organization.
Charity. Yeah. How would they do that? Where would they mail it? I know you gave your phone number out over the air 4 weeks ago. Would you be willing to do that again?
Yes.
Okay. So give everybody the details that they need to know if they want to help.
Hey, if someone wants to make a donation to the organization, or even specifically to Cancer Can't Stop Christmas, they can send their payment to P.O. Box 307133, Gahanna, Ohio, 4-3-2-3-0, and they can title it to the COC. And my phone number, if they have questions or want to refer a family or something, is 614-805-1253. That is my cell number. And our office number is 614-985-3750.
Okay, and the check's made payable to the COC. They don't have to remember all the big words that you use.
Correct.
Okay, the COC will just work. Give me the P.O. box again.
P.O. box 307-133, Gahanna, Ohio, 43230.
Okay. So your office is in kind of Columbus near Worthington, north up by Crosswoods area, but your P.O. box is in Gahanna.
Correct.
Somebody else takes care of that for you?
Well, actually, the reason the P.O. box is in Gahanna is because when I was in treatment, in 2006, I lived in Gahanna.
Oh.
And so it wasn't far. So I've always kept it there. And that's my relationship with the city of Gahanna. And, you know, okay, we work together.
Okay. Well, no, that's good. I was just expecting it to be a different. All right. Now, how long does it take from the time somebody contacts you and says, I need help, to when they get help?
Unfortunately, and I am not proud to say that it takes a while, because we get applications from people all over the country. We have helped people in 44 states.
Wow.
Over the last 9 years.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, we have. We started out just here. And once we included all cancers, they started coming from everywhere. And then when the American Cancer Society and the other ones took us on, we started getting referrals from all over. And so the process takes quite some time. Our wait, we have currently right now, we have 200 applications on our waiting list.
What,
and that's waiting to get on, waiting to get help.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's unfortunate.
So definitely there's a lot of money that needs to be raised.
Yes.
We're going to do our part for as much as we can through this show. And of course, Cancer Can't Stop Christmas is our big push right now. But if somebody just sends you a donation, they don't have to specify where it goes. They can just say, use it as you see fit.
Yes, that is great. If they want it to be used for someone just in Columbus or Franklin County or in Ohio or wherever, they can actually include that information and we will make certain that it gets used for that person in that particular demographic.
Okay, that sounds great, Mary. Well, thank you again for being on my show, and we'll probably try to give people an update as to how we've done, you
Wonderful.
Know, how much money has been raised.
Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. We are going to do, I guess my office staff must have had a meeting because they have all these ideas and all these promotions that I'm reading. So I need to tell you that here's the thing. We want to, okay, listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko today and each Sunday in November for a code word. All right. At the end of the month, email the complete phrase, the complete phrase to dentallyspeakingcontest@gmail.com for a chance to win a take-home whitening kit from Dr. Kavitko and Associates. All right, today's code word, which happens to be November 2nd, is the word B, B-E. All right, so remember that, write it down, and there'll be four more words, and they all make a phrase, and you'll need to know that so that you can be entered to win a take-home whitening kit. All right, also don't forget that all of our podcasts are available on iTunes and at dentallyspeaking.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kavitko. And next week's show is going to be a Teeth Across America episode from Orlando, Florida. I think it's going to be pretty interesting because when I was doing the show, believe it or not, I interviewed a gentleman from England in Orlando. I interviewed folks from Haiti. I just went up to people and talked to them, and whoever it is, you know, and it's kind of like a little bit of it gives you a flavor of what you might run into when you are in Orlando, which is not what I would have expected. But, and one last time, let me just remind folks that what we're trying to do is raise money for Cancer Can't Stop Christmas. It is part of the Cancer Option Collaborative with Mary Jenkins. And I think we'll give the number one more time. And since I didn't write it down, Mary, go ahead and give out that either the phone number or the email, whatever it is you want people to have, and then we'll have to sign off.
Feel free to call or text. The number is 614-805-1253.
Perfect. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.